You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
Rocker! Who do you have in the studio with us
today? Wow. Rob, by this time tomorrow, I'm hoping that you will develop a new perspective on what you can do to battle deadly diseases like cancer. Our next guest did just that. After writing a song to deal with the emotional stress and pain that came from his best friend's cancer diagnosis, a diagnosis that gave him 3 months to live. Corey Zimmerman's song, This Time Tomorrow, is now a foundation to raise funds to help cancer patients and survivors across the nation, and committing random acts of kindness by surprising unsuspecting cancer survivors with a no-strings-attached $5,000 check.
Woo!
And the This Time Tomorrow Foundation is making a difference in the battle with cancer, one survivor at a time. In the studio to tell us his amazing story is Corey Zimmerman, writer of This Time Tomorrow and co-founder of the nonprofit foundation of the same name. And with him is board member Mike Gosenheimer. Corey, Mike, welcome to Mag Zinc Radio.
Thanks for having us.
Now, where did you guys come in tonight? You're not in Madison. You're from Pewaukee?
Yeah, I came from Pewaukee, yeah.
And I got how was the drive on this day?
The drive was beautiful up until I got down here.
Yeah.
It might have taken me 45 minutes to park.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
I kept going up higher and higher and higher. I didn't even know the parking garage went that high.
And Mike, you're here from Madison.
Yes.
All right. East Side. East Sider. East Side Strong. Excellent. Well, Corey, your friend Dick, he's diagnosed with cancer with 3 months to live. What did you do next?
Well, the first thing I did is I got really, really sick. I got about 103 degree fever, and I went home, and he, you know, battling cancer and starting chemo. I'm at home feeling, you know, like miserable because I was sick. I had a flu or something like that. And I just remember laying on my couch, and my wife was taking care of me. I was a little baby because I was sick. And I was thinking there, you know, this time tomorrow, I'm going to be probably fine. But Dick now has 29 days to live.
Yeah.
And I was sort of a musician. I was just starting. I didn't know any chords on a guitar or nothing, but I had a guitar.
Wow.
And I had a little studio in my basement just to doodle, but I had no voice. Still had that 103 degree fever. I went down in the basement around 10 p.m. and by 1 o'clock the song was written.
Wow. And the song is just kind of, you know, tell us about the song. Yeah, the lyrics.
Yeah, the song goes in, as a good friend of mine, who we'll talk about a little bit later, told me that the song is sort of written half hazardly. It's like kind of a mess if you're a real musician, as I've been told over the years. But it goes through the five stages. If you listen to the song, it's a longer song. The original version goes through those stages of finding out and then struggling with that, with the battle of it. So the why me section of the song, and then acceptance and family and all those things. But the thing is the miracle about the whole entire thing is my friend Dick, given 3 months to live, is alive today.
Wow.
He went into remission 93 days after he found out. He was on an amazing new chemo. And I had to rewrite the song at the end of it. So it was more positive because I didn't know if he was going to live or not. And then he did. And everything else has been history since then.
So now how did you turn this song into raising funds for cancer research?
So I wrote the song in 2001. Mm-hmm. And I did a music video, actually mixed and mastered it at Smart Studios here in Madison.
Sure. With Mike Zirkle, right?
With Mike Zirkle.
Okay.
And which was amazing. And I sort of shut it down about a year or two after. And then in 2010, we were given the money to the Leukemia Lymphoma Society back then in 2001-03. They asked me to re-release it, and I said, I don't want to do that. But then it kept on bugging me for about 2 or 3 weeks, and I gave in, and I didn't want to re-release the first one. I didn't want to be the front of it. So we did a We Are the World concept where we had 54 local musicians from Wisconsin.
Wow.
And tracked the second version of the song in 2010.
Wow. And then, tell us about collaborating collaborating with Candlebox for one, which we just heard their version of your song, and David Cook and other big artists to record their version of This Time Tomorrow. So the concept is you get other people now to do their own version of this song you wrote, This Time Tomorrow.
Yeah, so in 2011, when we recorded the third version, I came up with the idea of, wouldn't it be cool to have someone new do the song every year for 10 years and then release an album with 10 of the same song? And I was excited to do that. And we did it in the beginning, all local. We had like Peter Mack from Milwaukee. Yeah. Willie Porter has done the song. Yeah. Naima Adedapo, she was on American Idol. That was in the, in the front parts of this. And then it started snowballing. Then a guy named Jay DeMarcus from Rascal Flatts, he got involved.
Wow.
He did a mashup of Chicago, the band Chicago, and Rascal Flatts. And then Dorian Krauser, who is Pink's studio drummer, they created a band and they did TTT9. And then we had Jason Mraz. He's been involved. He's done a mashup with Remedy and TTT, Candlebox, David Cook. We've gotten bigger and bigger.
Now, David Every Cook, year. He just won the American Idol 7?
He not won, just won? Just won, yeah. He won American Idol Season 7. And he's actually, right now, on tour. He's the most current version of the song, This Time Tomorrow 16. And he's touring the country with it. I actually was in Hawaii and saw him in Hawaii. And it's his encore song.
Wow. Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, it's a poignant, like, memorable song that really, you know, moves you. Now Corey Zimmerman Project, that's your band, but you have some special musicians in that band.
We call it CZP because, again, I can't stand having my name in the band, but Corey Z Project is the name of it. But CZP, since I met Candlebox, became really good friends with those guys. And the lead guitar player, Island Styles, is my guitar player in my band. Him and I are sort of we co-write all of the CZP music. And then BJ Curran, he's the drummer in Candlebox. So I have like half of Candlebox's in my band, which is kind of surreal.
Cool.
Kind of surreal.
That's not a bad place to be.
Nope.
Yeah.
So what are random acts of kindness and how did you come up with that idea?
So about 8-9 years ago, I was doing my New Year's resolution. I was going to go to like Starbucks and stuff and do, you know, pay for a person behind me. So I started doing that.
Yeah, kind of pay it forward concept.
Yeah. Yeah. In some, like, I would go in and I'd give $40 and pay it. And I'd see this gentleman and he's in like a $1,000 suit and a $4 coffee, like, kind of moved him. And I was like kind of shocked by that. So then the third month I was in a grocery store and there was a lady behind me. It was about 6:30 in the morning. And she, just by profiling her, she was not in a good spot financially. I could tell she had a calculator. She's adding up what the prices was. And I went into my wallet and I don't carry cash. And I'm like, I'll give her the 20 that I think is in there. But there was a note in there and $100 and a 20. And I gave that to her.
Wow.
Paid for her groceries, saw her melt down. And from that day forward, that we had a board meeting that week. And I said, we need to go into people's homes. We're going to call them random acts of kindness.
Wow. So the random act of kindness is you kind of get a person nominated, right? Who has cancer somewhere in the United States.
Any kind of cancer.
You you vet them. Mm-hmm. Make sure they are who they are, who they're saying they are. And then without them knowing, you surprise them, maybe in a public situation or at their home, with a $5,000 check, no strings attached. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so you can nominate people at thistimetomorrow.org. And you said it right. You know, if they have any kind of cancer at the time of nomination, anywhere in the country. And they have they financially have to be in stress. So if they have really good insurance or a spouse that has a good job, they probably wouldn't qualify. There's a lot of people that have cancer that are just, it's not good. And
that's
so they qualify that, we then vet them out. We have a committee that all they do is they vet these. We get them around the country, hundreds and hundreds of these things every single week. And we deliver between 75 and 100 of those a year. And about 80% of them are probably in the state of Wisconsin and 20 are spread out from outside of Wisconsin.
I know that one of the guys we had in the studio not long ago, Louis Lucchese from Milwaukee, he is a recipient of your random act of kindness. How do people you know, how do they react when you just kind of surprise them like that?
I have learned, I personally have delivered about 150, 160 racks.
Wow.
And it's every one of them is different. It's really amazing. It's amazing how people have different like defense mechanisms.
Yeah.
So you'll deliver somebody and they'll be laughing and feel rude.
Yeah.
But after we leave, those are the people that we'll get a letter or an email, and they're just, it's amazing. Wow. How it affects them. We try to go in and out. We try to be in and out within 5 minutes.
Wow.
Cause it's a shock to the system. They don't know what's going on.
Wow. Yeah. Cause I mean, you know, in these days of scams and things like that, you'd be like, yeah. What?
Yeah, who are these people?
You want to give me 5G?
What do I have to do?
Wow. Right. Yeah. You know, that's pretty crazy. Random acts of kindness. Well, Mike, tell us a little bit about what your role is with This Time Tomorrow and how you joined the cause.
Well, how I joined the cause was Corey's brother and I are really best friends. And in my previous life, and I'm basically been a full-time volunteer. I love helping people. His brother knew about what I did, and Corey had said to him, I need someone basically of what I do. And so Corey and I got together. We talked about it. I love the mission. I jumped right in. I said, what do you need me to do?
How long have you been with This Time Tomorrow?
About 2.5 years.
Nice. That's
so what really I do good. Is I'm the director of community engagement, and I just right away just try to help organize, get everybody kind of all going the same way. Just bring some stability to it. I'm the secretary for the board also, that way we can kind of just get everybody going and just helping out wherever I can.
He herds the cats.
This is what he does. I'm the cat herder. Yeah.
That's what it is.
Very important job.
Professional cat herder.
So I want a quick add to the random act of kindness thing. So Corey mentioned 75 to 100 roughly a year. Mm-hmm. And that honestly depends on what do we have for funds. You know, it's not that we don't want to give more, but we can only give what we've got.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. So. Mm-hmm.
Well, This Time Tomorrow Foundation has a few events coming up, and the next one is Saturday, May 3rd at Rally Point in Oconomowoc, and it's called It's All About the Singers. Tell us about your upcoming event.
Yeah, so last year we had the first annual. This is our second one, and Zoe Bagos, he's an amazing guy. He's been a big supporter of
former TTC. Whammy president.
Yes, he was a good guy. He came to Tony Goff is he's my vice president and co-founder of TTT, and he came to us and said, "Hey, I have this idea. I want to try to get the best singers in the state to sing at this event," and he wants to give all the proceeds to TTT, and so we supported him. We made it a certified event, which, you know, it's on our website. We push it like crazy. And last year was such an amazing success that we're having it again this next Saturday. And it is going to be, and Rally Point is a bigger space, so I think we'll be able to get more people in there. But it's like, I think it's four pods, four different bands. And
wow.
The bands stay and singers come up and they get, each singer gets to sing two songs.
One and they're that local, they right? choose.
Oh, they're, yeah, all local.
Cool.
They get to sing one song of their choice and the other, and then Zoe picks the other one.
Oh, wow.
Not always a fan, I think, of what they're like. I have to sing what? Madonna? What?
That's a lot of fun. That's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
How can we learn more about This Time Tomorrow and donate to the cause?
Yeah, if you go to thistimetomorrow.org, we have a donate button on there, but we always ask people just to come out to the event, support them. We have amazing events. We have one of the biggest galas in the state of Wisconsin, Storytellers Gala in November at the Fisher Hotel. There's a golf outing that's going to be in the Sussex area. And the music is our biggest piece where people can share the music. And something that was really, really cool, we are announcing it at next Saturday, as a local car dealer, Hall Imports, they and Mazda gave us a car to the foundation.
That's cool.
Wow.
This ain't a lease. This isn't, hey, win a lease or take a couple $1,000 check.
Yeah.
This is a $45,000 Mazda. And they gave it to us. They said, hey, what do you want to do with this? And so we're raffling it off. We're going to raffle this thing off.
There you go.
Dang.
And we're starting. We got it wrapped. It's going to be touring. It's going to be at events. The very first event will be next Saturday. It'll be at Rally Point.
Wow.
And it's gorgeous. It's just gold. We wrapped it with TTT gold and all that kind of stuff.
And the more tickets we sell, the more racks we can do.
Exactly.
Wow, that is just incredible. Well, we have now David Cook's version, which is the current version of This Time Tomorrow. Tell us a little bit about that before. And by the way, thank you very much, you guys, for coming in tonight and explaining this. It's really just an amazing cause.
Really appreciate it.
I really love what you're doing. Tell us about David Cook and his version of the song.
So David is like, back when I came up with the idea, I had this like impossible list I had. And when I came up with the concept, David Cook was on my impossible list.
Wow.
Like he'll never do a song. So now you fast forward to last year, and last April, I'm in Nashville in a studio, and he's asking my permission of how much he can change the song or not. And I'm like, you can change it as much as it makes it yours.
Right.
And we really hit it off. And what he did with the song was incredible. His involvement, the music video is absolutely, it's insane. Everybody in that music video is a rack. So there's like 15, 16 rack recipients.
Wow.
One of them in the music video, literally 4 days before filming, had a double mastectomy.
Mm. Wow.
And she showed up, and it was the most amazing thing, and David was there, and it was really incredible. So he really, really proud. Every year we're like, how is the band going to beat the version that just happened? And every year it happens, and this one's another amazing version.
Wow. This Time Tomorrow Foundation. We're going to listen to the latest version of This Time Tomorrow by David Cook. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Will I be here? Will it be clear? Or will it be hidden like dust in the air? When I roll the dice, will I sacrifice? Or will it be done? Broke on my knees, begging him please to take away the pain like the salt in the breeze. When I wake up, will it be gone? Tomorrow I know that no matter which way I go, I'll carry you with me, love.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.